Hey there, welcome to episode 15 of Hike Your Own Hike. Taking a little break here at work. I started doing phone calls while I'm going for walks so I can get in some extra miles, and it's pretty nice. You know, I think for the longest time I always looked at my personal time is the time when you exercise and do these different things, and then when you're at work, you just kind of work and that's it, and you're in the office. And I've found myself starting to question why it has to be that way or doesn't have to be that way, and it certainly doesn't. So it's a lot more fun to intentionally integrate my work with my exercise and my personal life and all that stuff.
Total distance, 3 miles. Total time, 47 minutes and 25 seconds. Split pace, 16 minutes, 42 seconds per mile.
Anyway, do it in such a way that it's not, you know, leaving me in a state of constant distraction so I can't be present. So anyway, nice day, about 50 degrees. It was a good one to get out here and move. But I got an email the other day from somebody, and I've been thinking about it an awful lot, but she reached out and said, you know, she's been wanting to kind of build her own personal brand through blogging. And every time she starts to make some progress, she has these thoughts that pop into her head of, you know, why would anybody want to read what you have to write, or why would anyone want to know your thoughts? And I thought that's interesting because obviously I've talked about that in the past. I've written about it in my blog and stuff, but I mean, that's something that I struggled with for the longest time. And frankly, I don't know any human being that I've ever come in contact with that I've had a conversation with either about it or even just people that I know who haven't experienced that same thing. And it's funny. So I've been thinking about it a lot and thinking about how, you know, it's as if we look out there in the world and we compare ourselves to everybody else. And we look at other people and we think, wow, they have an interesting life, or they have an interesting career, or, you know, boy, this hobby is wonderful. And, you know, anything that actually connects with you and you find interest in, you totally want to find out what their thoughts are, you know, what they think about it. And we find lots of value in the content that other people provide. But then when we look at ourselves, we think we don't have anything to share. And totally think that's a misnomer. It doesn't matter how popular you are, how successful you are, how little you know about something or whatever. Every single person on the face of the planet's thoughts are important and they matter. And you just never know. I mean, that's why I think it's really important just to realize that, hey, you're not the only one with the head trash. You're not the only one with the self-doubt. Everybody has it. But once you get to that point and you start to recognize it when those thoughts pop into your head, and you notice it, and you actually can realize that it's just a thought. And again, like I continue to say, it's not a physical encumbrance. It's not a reality. It's just a thought that floated into your head. So, but you need to recognize it. But secondly, I mean, even more importantly than that, is realizing that you matter. Everything about you, your thoughts, your actions have impact on not only just people around you, but, you know, you've heard about the ripple effect. It has, you know, impact throughout the world. And not trying to give some motivational talk, but, I mean, we all have value. Our thoughts matter. People are interested in what we have to say, think. I mean, otherwise they sit around and they try to figure it out on their own and they make up stories. So if there's anything that you're thinking about doing, whether it's, you know, writing a blog or recording a video or going on an exercise plan or a journey or whatever it is, first of all, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Doesn't matter if they care to listen to it, nothing. If you get joy and you get some value out of sharing that information, sharing that experience, going on that journey, whatever it happens to be, that's all that matters. So anyway, I don't know, I could go on and on about this, but it was a great email, really got me thinking about this. And there's no reason why we can't, if we have something that we're excited about, or thinking about doing, and we find the energy and the motivation to make it a reality, do that. Don't think about what other people think. Don't think about what other people will say. if it feels right, do it, get it out. And I think you'll find that you'll get more and more momentum and energy as you go along. And you'll probably find out that a lot of people respect you and really do look forward to hearing your thoughts and your views on whatever topic. So thank you very much. Hope to talk to you again soon.